Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
Poppin', poppin', poppin'. What's poppin', poppin'? Poppin', poppin'.
Hey, hey. It's been a little second.
I'm about to start beatboxing.
Please don't.
No, not today. Like, for my career.
Please don't. Ain't nothing changed in my answer. Please don't.
You never know. Shoot. Might be able to take that somewhere.
Where? Where exactly are you taking it? Let me know. Maybe I'm missing something. You know, I'm a support you always. I'm gonna be right there, like, yes, Dougie Fresh Jr. I'm gonna be right there. Whatever you need.
Spitting on people. I got you.
Like, what is the point?
Oh man, what's going on, cuz?
Man, I can't call it. You off Wi-Fi real quick?
Hell yeah.
All right.
5G UW ultra wideband. You know what it is.
Okay.
You know, full bar gang.
No, not full bar. I ain't never seen full bars of this motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you.
It's because you need to stop messing with Sprint.
Now powered by T-Mobile.
You're right.
They about to put me on the commercial. What you mean?
T-Mobile came a long way. They need to bring that sidekick back. Then I'll consider switching over.
Oh, you ain't never lied. That or the BlackBerry? Ooh.
Yes, Lord. Ooh. Hey, I thought everybody that had a BlackBerry was a lawyer.
I swear I thought I was the shit. Mm-hmm. You tell me, just a second. I'm going to send an email. What you mean? What you mean, Bess?
Oh, man.
Bruh. Shit with that phone. And I had the purple one. I really thought I was it.
You got, I remember that. You got to know that there was a time in my life where I never, ever thought I would send an email. This is crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's unreal. Hey, I just want people to know that we have been best friends so long that we have literally watched each other grow and do things we promised we would never.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you mention that because I definitely got something like that in my notes. Matter of fact, I have almost that exact thing in my notes.
Not my notes.
Not our notes. My personal notes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Because I don't want, you know, we got a lot going on in our notes and our shared notes. So I don't want to, you know, add more to the plate. It's already a lot on that buffet table. So
you right.
And it just be like little stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just little mentionables or potential would you rathers. Possible titles to the episode, a little stuff like that. Ain't nothing crazy.
Okay.
But real quick, since you mentioned that, I just wanted to say this. We getting old, dog.
Older.
I was okay. I'm sorry. We getting older.
Yes, because I ain't old, ho.
We not old. You right. I ain't no old ho ho.
Not yet, anyway, you know?
So we doing all the things that those older than us did. You know what I'm saying? Like, When I tell you I get excited for certain sports shows, like Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, bro, I'll be excited to watch Skip and Shannon, dog, and see them go at it. I used to go over to my friend's crib, and his dad kept his TV on ESPN. And I'm like, yo, why your dad always watching that boring mess? Like, how do you just watch people talk all day? When I tell you.
Right, and how you do it?
When I tell you I listen to podcasts like an old person, I get excited about documentaries like an old person. And then duty out here riding Harleys like an old man. Like, that man's crazy, dog.
Yeah, he bite gang like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We getting old, man. Older, I'm sorry. Older.
Yeah, older.
You right.
So, episode 35, you know.
Big 3-5.
I know y'all been wondering where we been. Busy. Life been whooping our ass.
And naked somewhere.
Okay, now you know what? I don't know what Best been having going
Tell
on.
Tell me you ain't been naked somewhere. Don't you sleep naked or something?
Look, you mind your business.
Oh, okay. She don't want to talk about that, y'all.
Nah. You know, sometimes you just got to free yourself. And I'm just all about freeing yourself. Hey, but real talk, I would definitely 100% always choose no top over no bottoms. Just to get that out the way.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right, I guess.
Really? Because these things heavy, and I be tired, and I be needing to breathe.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, won't they be all over the map if you don't contain them?
Nah, they be all right. That's where I sleep.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, talk to the people. Where you been for 2 weeks? Nothing exciting?
I mean, shoot, looking for cribs, man, that's exciting. These houses are beautiful, some of these that I'm coming across.
Time is ticking down. I've not allowed myself to get excited yet.
But this is the thing, man. I'm more excited than... No, let me take that back. What am I trying to say? I did not know that it would be this easy finding a house. When I tell you that everybody wants us to move in right now or within like 10 days, at most 14 days of signing the lease, and it is crib after crib after crib. There is no shortage on finding a crib up there. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting that because I've never rented a house before. I'm used to apartments. Now, when you go to a leasing office or you make a phone call to a leasing office, what do they ask you? You know, when are you looking to move in? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, I got something coming up. Let's say it's January. They'd be like, oh, I got something coming up in March. I got something coming up in April, May.
Right.
Yes. So I'm not used to this. Oh, you can move in tomorrow. Like, whoa, chill, lady. I just asked, you know, how big was you know, the master bedroom, you know? So.
Yeah, they ready.
Bro. So.
They're like, we heard you want to move. So, like, you just hold your cool your guts, homegirl.
Right. So it is exciting, though.
Is this, I feel like it's trauma. I haven't accepted that you moving just so I won't get upset if anything goes wrong.
Damn, you disrespectful, stressful hussy.
Not you. You've never, let me just say that before you be in your feelings. Oh, okay.
My bad.
You have never let me down. You are one of the few people that haven't, but that's also a scary place to be because you haven't. You know what I'm saying? I'm just used to that.
Okay, so give me an example. What are you talking?
Like let me down?
Well, I mean, as far as this situation, as far as me moving.
Oh, I don't know, Bess. Okay, so let me say this. We have been best friends how long?
12.
Right. When have we ever lived this close? So it's just like, damn, like, Bess, I watched you move to Florida how many times? Like, and then you've always been 2 hours away. So I'm just used to you being away in a sense.
Damn, so this is some too good to be true type mess?
That's how it feels, yes.
Damn.
That's how it feels. That's exactly how it feels.
Listen, like, we don't need that negative energy though.
It's not negative. No. I'm sorry. I don't want you to feel like it's negative. Yes, you are. You really
are. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna get into a car accident on my way down there or what? Fuck.
Oh my
tell
god,
me now.
No, I didn't even think of nothing like that.
Tell me just, now.
Oh Jesus. Oh my god, y'all want a best friend, y'all can have one. Y'all see what I gotta do with this man nearing the end.
Oh my god,
just because of that. No, it just is like, damn man, is this really happening?
You somebody pessimistic prick.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Nah, don't worry, but I'm about to end this recording. I'm about to end it all. Don't worry,
buddy. Wait, no,
like,
okay.
Where'd she go? You gonna finish that part alone? Who gonna answer to you, Bess? Fucking psycho.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no, I hear you. But yeah, you're gonna have, I'm misunderstanding. Because nothing is going to change, but you know I'm coming home, right? Like I have no choice.
Oh Lord, he coming home now.
Like I have no choice at this point. Like everything is in motion.
Yeah, it just feels so surreal. I'm waiting for somebody to be like, psych, that nigga not coming home.
Oh, okay. Like, I legit informed the leasing office, like, a nigga will not be back, so don't count on it.
Not the nigga will not be back.
That's what the email said.
Oh my god, the nigga will not be returning. Oh my God. Woo! No, but I mean, like I said, it's been 12 years. We've never lived in this close. We are going to see each other so often. You Listen. Might really get tired. Are you aware that you could get tired of me?
Are you aware that I will have my own crib and you will have yours? And there is no such thing as getting tired of each other, because we could just be like, all right, I'll see you later or in 2 days or on the weekend.
Man, that's going to be crazy.
You feel me?
You are you aware that I'm going to be coming over like Hakeem for breakfast?
Listen.
Good morning, family.
Listen, you invited. That ain't in question.
Not good morning, family, with my own bowl.
Look, I'm asleep. I wake up and you standing over me with a plate in your hand. What the fuck?
Best I got turkey bacon.
Best it is 4 a.m. What are you doing? Yeah. I do love turkey bacon, so you might get a pass on that.
But yeah, man, it's coming, y'all. That's all we know.
It's gonna be dope, man. Screw you. I'm looking forward to hanging out with Fredro, you know, playing his game, having a gaming buddy. You know, you're not feeling okay. You know what? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just okay.
Man, ain't nobody talking about him, honestly. Like, how do we get here? Anywho.
No, it is gonna be dope though, because you know, we can have little bestie dates again. You know how we get down, man.
Oh, Tay.
You know, a little
like, bro, I gotta talk. Come.
Yeah, man. Have our little therapy sessions, little therapeutic modalities. You know what it is.
Man, you don't need therapy from me as much as I need it from you. That's so sad.
Man, you think that. I just don't wear my heart on my sleeve. So I sure be needed. But this is the thing, Bez. This is one thing that I don't know if I've ever... I probably said it, but just in different ways. You give me therapy without it being, hey, Bez, I need to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel like... I don't even know as far as who wears they. I mean, like, yeah, I know who wear they heart on my they sleep more. Yes, me. But it just don't feel like you even have issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And
you
know, I know why I feel like that.
It's really interesting. Because I really do. And you know what's really crazy about it? And I don't want to get into it, obviously, but I have a lot of issues. Or maybe not a lot. Let me not say that. Let me take that back. It's not that I have a lot, but they're huge. So they weigh just as much as if I had a lot.
In general?
Well, probably like emotionally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not like I got bad luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, things don't happen to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people, they just feel like they got the worst luck. Like, oh, man, you know, every so often I have a terrible day where I wake up and my cat died and then my tire's flat. And
bro, that's how I feel.
Yeah, see, I can honestly say, fortunately, I don't have situations like that. I don't have days like that. But I do have days, especially if I'm sleep deprived, where I'm just, just not happy with life in general. Right. And where I am in life. And it's just, it's so... it takes such a huge toll on me that it's really depressing at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't talk about it, but it's like heavy, heavy. And even now I'm not like getting into it, but just based on how I'm saying it, like I'm downplaying it. Like it's super heavy and I don't talk to anybody about it. But the thing is, you could text me or me, you and Duty be in a group chat and Best, that is my therapy. You know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. me and you, we go have dinner or whatever. That is my therapy. In opposed to, hey, Best, you know, I'm going through it. Can we sit and chit-chat? So, right. I mean, even with Boothang, she don't know about this stuff. Nobody knows about this. The stuff that I be thinking about and go through on a daily basis. Like, it's literally every day. But just her coming in and hopping on the game with me, that's my therapy. Her making me laugh, that's my therapy. So,
right, you don't have to manifest it in a way of, like, talking about it.
Only time I have to do that is if it's seeping through and somebody close to me is seeing it. Mm-hmm. And then once they ask about it, then because if you're seeing it, then it's obviously becoming too much for me to bear. And I probably do need to say something or let it out or express mm-hmm. it. And I've done mm-hmm. that with you.
Yeah, you have. Because I think I can always tell. You know
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm like, bro, what is wrong with you? Hey, when Best get to being short and distant, something's wrong. Because yeah. This is not him.
And that's... And I'm telling you, 11 times out of 10, Best, I'm overwhelmed at that point.
Right.
And it's always emotional with a little bit of financial mixed in there, sprinkled in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's not even like I'm struggling, but I'm just not where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? You know my expectations are stupid high for myself.
So. Yeah, I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago. Like, bro, you don't live in the moment and let yourself feel, you know.
Because I always just want more, man. Mm-hmm. I do. And I swear, and that's why, since we talk about therapy, I swear, when I get settled down up there, I think I'm going to try to find a therapist. Because I don't like that I have these thoughts regularly. Like, I want to be happy with where I'm at and live in the moment. But I can't. I've tried to do it on my own too many times, and it don't work. So I need help. I really do. I need help.
That's so dope to realize that, to come to that realization, because that's when I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and go to therapy. This is too heavy for me.
Yeah.
You know? And
I've tried for years. Years. I've tried for, since my early 20s. I've tried for like a decade now. I can't do it.
Yeah. That's big. That's real adult. And I would encourage everybody. You know, I know how people feel and the stigma that's surrounded by, you know, by therapy and stuff. But, man, go. For real. Go before it's too late. That's what I would say.
I mean, I'd be, you know, it's funny because you're right. But me personally, if somebody be like, oh, yeah, you know, I was talking to my therapist, I would internally applaud them for that. I would take pride and say, yeah, I got to meet with my therapist this week, because that just goes to show the priority that mental health is to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's if your mental ain't right, best, you can't do nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. Nathan. Mm-hmm. So I'd be proud.
Yeah, I feel like when I first told you, you was like, oh, that's what's up.
That's dope, dude. Are you serious? Like,
yeah.
No way around it. But anywho.
All right. So nothing been going on.
Real quick, I'm gonna just finish it off with I'm gonna miss my coworkers, man. I just wanna say that. That's all. I'm gonna miss them. And then, you know, it's funny. Coincidentally, I'm getting closer to them as my window is closing on being here, you know, and that's what sucks, dude. I'm about to just become a martyr. I'm about to just, like, stop talking to everybody. That way, it don't hurt as much when it's time to go.
Damn.
Like, nah, I'm just
not you. Not you about to do this elementary shit. Don't nobody know what's wrong. Then you find out Jeffrey Dad left. And you were wondering why he stopped talking for months.
No, I just love them, man. I'm going to miss them for real, man. I love them. They so damn funny and fun and dope and... Huh. All right. That's all I want to say.
Okay, y'all, add me on Snap. Don't play. Best tag me.
So they can add me on Snap. I got you, cuz.
Really, only one of y'all need to add me on Snap, but it's okay. I ain't going to call you by name. But
you know what? I don't even think Ed listens. I don't think he's heard an episode yet, but...
Look, we're going to talk about that, because that's strike one. He's already in the outfield at this point.
Ed is definitely... I'm going to send him the link to this one. That he ain't got no choice but to listen, because he already said hit him up on the Snizz app. Ed, please... I'm going to try to send him a warning. Ed, if you listening to this with your wife, we not talking about that, Ed. Ma'am, we talking about a different Ed, okay?
Not ma'am.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Edgar. I'ma miss them all, man. I miss all them for real. For real.
Yeah, it's dope. Make sure y'all still listen, and we gonna get some visual going, and it's gonna be lit.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I did tell them that. The visual is definitely coming.
Yes. Yep. All right. So what we got on the table? You wanna pop it off with Duty's Word of the Week?
You ain't had nothing for your week recap? You good? You Gucci? You straight? Hey, what's up?
The week was rough both weeks. Cry, cry, cry again.
Fuck. Okay. Duty's Word of the Week. Well,
tell me the weeks wasn't sock bopping us and everything.
Listen,
rock them, socking them.
I heard you the first time when you said life been whooping our ass with cheese, but you know, I just it's just not working for me, you know. And we don't need to touch on all that, because life has been rough, y'all. It's been
exactly. We definitely don't need to touch on it. And I feel like I honestly tried to find the happiness in the last 2 weeks. And the happiness is I'm well, my family's well for the most part, and I ain't in jail, you know. So, you know, I say we've been doing pretty good, those things considered. But yeah, life ain't been cool at all.
Yeah, and all I want to say is I was feeling lucky. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to say. Oh, man. Woo! Little insider. Oof.
You got me a little bit.
My bad. I knew that was going to get you. I only said that to make you laugh. I legit only said that to make you laugh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. I got some power. I got some Powerade over here. You want some?
Who shit? I wasn't expecting that. Most unluckiest shit of my life. Woo! Okay, Bess. Woo. You should have warned me. Woo,
my shit. Bad.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, we feeling real lucky at this point.
Yeah.
Anywho. All right, you want to pop it off?
What you say? Duty's word of the week?
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to try not to laugh this time.
No, you know, it doesn't, it's not like you laugh over it. It's like you laugh with it or to it. So it's funny to me.
Y'all, we be forgetting how outlandish Duty is until we listen to these words of the week back and he be cutting up.
And the thing is, he'll listen to himself and crack up. When I tell you that hit and run, little voice note he sent, I saved it and I played it for Ty and she was cracking up. And she was cracking up the fact that he was cracking up at himself.
Like, he was like, yeah, I'm a wild boy for that. I'm like, you think?
Bro.
It'd be everything. I just wish they could see the picture.
We have to play that one on one of these episodes as well. Because they need to know what this man is like. He is psycho, but hilarious.
Dude, I need them to see the picture and the caption of that lady.
That's real. Wait. That's
what I need them to see.
What caption and lady?
You're
talking about the airbags. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
That's why we need visual, because that don't make no sense.
He said, if them bitches blow, she threw. Shorty toast.
Yes.
Them bitches blow, shorty toast.
First of all, I ain't heard nobody say nobody toast in years. I'm talking.
Oh my gosh.
12 of them things.
Real quick, some context. Duty sent us a picture that he took, mind you. He took, not on the internet, not a meme. Some lady was in her truck, and y'all know how y'all pull up to a lady or a girl, and they'll be sitting, their boobs would be resting on the steering wheel because they're sitting that damn close. Like, they can rest their forearms on the steering wheel. Well, that's how this lady was sitting. So out of the blue, me and Beth minding our business, going about our day, and we get a random text from Duty in the group chat with a picture of this lady. And he was like, the caption said, if them bitches blow, shorty toast. And then he started sending us voice notes about it.
But the fact that he made all that shit up by himself is unreal.
But that's real, because I think about that all the time. I'm like, I get that y'all short, but dog, if y'all just get tapped and them airbags, do you realize that airbags go off at 200 miles an hour?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Best, they go off at 200. Do you realize that in a lot of accidents, even though the airbags save your life, they do more damage to you than the car accident does?
Exactly. You know, yeah, when that drunk driver hit me head on, y'all, my whole chest was bruised.
That's what I'm saying. Them airbags.
The people that know me. My chest is huge. So I feel like my chest size plus the airbags really saved me, because I couldn't imagine being like an A cup or something. You know, that mess would have knocked wind out of me.
And you don't sit close. So could you imagine?
No, like I don't sit close at all.
But she literally could rest her chin on the top of the steering wheel. If that airbag goes, her neck is broken. There's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
No way around it. So
moral of the story, scoot your ass is back.
Yeah, get a phone book or something. Scoot your ass is back, dog. I don't know what to tell. I get you got short legs, but damn it. And why she riding in that big ass truck if she that short? That's another thing. Jesus.
Get a focus, baby girl.
Anyway.
All right. Y'all had to be there. That's all I know.
Right.
All right. Let's go.
And now, Judy's word of the week.
Yo, yo. It's Duty. Back like herpes. Oh. So I'm at the truck stop. And this dude sees my keychain. It's like, hey, you ride Harleys? For one. Yeah, motherfucker, I got the keychain. Ain't nobody spending all this money on Harley shit, not to ride a damn Harley. thing. He was like, "Oh, where would you ride?" So I told him. He was like, "Yeah, my buddy had a bike. He crashed and he died on it." Nigga, I don't want to hear no shit like that. Like, I think about bike. I think about enjoying myself, you know, winding down, therapy, you know. I don't want to anybody have a conversation about me and my bike. Motherfuckers always bring up the, you know, they know somebody that fell or got hurt or passed away on the bike. Yeah, I know people too, but I ain't going to talk about it. I don't want to think about it like that. Like, why the conversation got to go like that? Why can't it be like a good conversation? Why you got to end on a bad note or even just start on a note like that? Like, and I was like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. All right, I got to go. And I walked off like, nobody want to hear no shit like that. I don't know. Oh, well. That's just me. One of those stupid-ass statements that I hate. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day.
Look at Duty keeping it short and sweet.
First of all, why is he back like herpes?
Okay, because every time I listen to this, I was like, this guy, dude, he just don't. Not back like herpes. Who even thinks like that?
Me.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Y'all belong together.
Because you know you can only contract it if the person is having a flare-up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other than that, they take medicine to avoid the flare-ups.
That's just so sad, because what the fuck you got going on? Mm-hmm. That's why you ain't telling nobody?
Wait, who, me? I ain't got no damn herpes. I just know about them. I ain't got the herp.
That's not what I was saying.
I was going to say. Look, I got defensive. What the fuck?
Ooh, okay, I'm done. Ooh, child, help me. All right, Beth, please. What do you have to say about that? Because people do just want to equate bad news to your situation, even if it's not correlated at all.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, dude started the conversation. So did he immediately have it in his mind that he was going to take it there?
Yes, had to.
Like, what was your purpose, dog? What was Duty supposed to say to that? Like, okay. Like,
sorry for your loss?
Yeah, like, you want me to stop riding, or you want me to, what are you trying to tell me? Be careful? Like, I don't, okay. Like, nigga. And then, like, that's okay. Everybody's experience is gonna be different. It ain't like Duty walked up to dude, like, yeah, man, you know, I'd be doing backflips off my bike, no helmet, da da da. You know, he saw the keychain and yeah, I ride. Like, oh, yeah, you know, my boy, that, oh,
Jesus, sorry.
Yeah, like, what you want me to do? You want me to, like, hey, you know, you have sex, you can get AIDS, like that. Okay, you want me to, you want me to stop having sex, or you just want me to be careful? Yeah.
What am I supposed to say to that? Exactly.
You know, Bess, Duty a good one, though, because I don't even like small talk. Well, you know that.
Exactly. Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, that sounds so rude, but for real, like, why are you talking to me? What do you want?
Look, I got you that hat that say that. It was like, I don't like, what did it say? I don't like small talk.
It said,
what do you want?
It said, I hate small talk. What you want? I wore it to Hooters one time, and when I tell you not one person spoke to me, and I was so happy. Ooh, I was happy. Except one person did sit next to me, and then he was like, I like that hat. So
that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, good. So, you know, keep it to a minimum then. I ain't trying to hear nothing.
Period.
Are we rude for that?
No.
Okay.
Just making... people rude to people rude to expect you to want to talk. Like, come on, this is personal. Like, why are you in my space? Why you want to talk? I don't know you. You don't know me. We ain't gotta exchange pleasantries.
I legit
fake ass pleasantries at that. You know.
I legit have been sitting there listening to somebody talk, and when they see that I'm not really into it, they will even go so far as saying, I know I can talk a lot, like, da 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 da. And then they continue to keep talking.
Like, shut your ass up.
Like, if you
read the room.
Yes. Yes. Read the room. Like, if you made that observation, then you just don't care at this point. Okay. Well, whatever. I guess you ain't hurting nothing, but nigga, I'm not interested.
The only people I accept that from is like super old people, honestly.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, I've stood in line at, like, Dunkin' Donuts, and I've had old people that just stop and talk to me, or just old dudes make little conversations. Yeah, that's cool. That's different. They old. They need somebody to talk to. They ain't got much time left. I get that.
Jesus, not much time left. Okay. No,
that's not where we was going with it.
Wrap it up. Wrap it the fuck up. My goodness, dog. Don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh. You got anything to say about it? Because if not, I got a question.
Wrap it the fuck up. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And if I'm scowling, don't, please don't ask me to smile. Don't tell me I'm beautiful. Smile. Why you not smiling? Shut the fuck up. Ain't shit to smile about, clearly.
Okay, so let me ask you something. I've never said that to a chick, but
good.
But don't. But is that off-putting? Like, and then, okay, let me paint the picture for you. So, I don't know. We in line at some local fast food restaurant or whatever. She's in front of me. She orders her food. She step off to the side to wait. I order my food. I step off to the side, and then we make eye contact, and she hasn't smiled at all. And I just kind of lean in. I give a little grin. I'm like, hey, it's too nice outside for you to not be smiling. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, why you not? You know, just something playful. Is that off-putting?
It depends on what day you having, to be honest. It depends on what you look like, too.
Okay.
It depends on a lot.
Really?
Because if you don't leave me the fuck alone.
What's so bad about that? If he just, like, it ain't like he's putting pressure on you to smile. He trying to, like, flirt with you a little bit. Like, oh, you got a pretty face. Like, why you not smiling? You know what I'm saying? Like, not that one has anything to do with the other, but it's just breaking the ice. You know, a little compliment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta come different than everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how many times girls hear that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I've never said it.
I think that's why it's annoying, because it's like, okay, find a new line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I got you.
It's along the same line as, damn, where your man at? Boy, shut the fuck up.
Damn, where your man at? I would never.
That's just, listen, maybe it's some nap shit.
Not damn where your man at.
And then you be like, he's such and such place. He don't let you have friends? Like, okay, sir, I'm about to make you.
Like, wait, you said you about to make some?
I'm about to mace you. Don't even worry about it. I said back up.
You start digging in your purse. You know what? Don't even worry about it, sir. I got something for your ass.
I told you I ain't want to talk, man.
Guard.
Ooh, okay. I'm sorry.
So let me ask you.
Yes.
This is off topic. Is there a difference between being nosy and quote unquote, I was just wondering?
No.
Okay. I fucking thought so.
Oh, wow.
You know what? It's not anything personal. I don't like nosy people.
I did not think you was going to say that. Woo! No, it's no different. Curiosity is curiosity. Mind your fucking business.
Okay, I'm just checking. Because, and it's, you know, nothing against you. No offense. But it's women, best. Women, they legit will get offended if you don't answer their question. And if you kind of appalled at the fact that they was, oh, I was just wondering. Nah, bitch, you was being nosy. Like, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, there's no difference, but I'm saying, you saying it like there's a difference. And it's not. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah, I can't say that I've ever done that.
And they justify it like I'm the a-hole. Not me. Like I said, I think I saw it somewhere. Like, I used to deal with it like way back when, but mm-hmm. I think I put it in the notes because I had seen it somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it. But I was like, yo, that's the same thing. Like,
it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. What does that mean? Listen, if you don't have a reason for why you want to know and you just wonder, then you legit was just wondering. You just being nosy. You just, what's up?
You know? Yeah, I don't question anybody like that.
For what? Mean, how does it change your life?
Right. And that, man, if that's not you in a nutshell.
Bro.
If it don't, best, nothing that ain't directly correlated to you.
Best. If it don't affect my life, I ain't asking. I don't give a damn, first of all. If I am just wondering, then I'm being lazy on why I'm wondering. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to explain that, like, oh, just to build my knowledge, or oh, I that reminds me of this one situation. Like, but other than that, like, because I'm guilty of saying, oh, just wondering. But that's not the real reason, you know? And so when I ask that, I need the real reason. Like, what the fuck you want to know for? I'm not telling your ass.
That's wild.
I legit would not answer if I don't know why you asking.
Yeah, that's definitely you. That's why that's so funny, because it's definitely you, man. You don't be having time, man. I don't blame you.
No, I don't. But I digress.
Yeah, you definitely don't like to be questioned. I don't like to be questioned by anybody either. I'm like, why?
Why?
Automatically, on the defense, why?
Yes. What can I do you for?
Damn. You fuck alone. I feel like I said it a lot.
Lord.
Leave alone, dog.
Yes, people don't be wanting nothing.
At all. How are you going to help? How are you going to help? I'm going to start responding.
Okay, what we got?
All right. So, topics are just random this week. But let's pop it off.
Huh? We don't have email?
Hell no.
Hmm.
B?
Okay,
to make sure girl, where you been?
Make sure we ain't overlooked nothing.
No, I just double checked. Did you see something that I'm missing?
And I ain't look.
Yeah, Bess was cussing somebody out in our inbox.
Was it?
Yeah, somebody tried to hack us, y'all.
Oh yeah, what did I say?
Nah, you didn't even cuss him out. Excuse me. Nah, you just said yo, lost chief. Hustle man voice. Hell no.
I love messing with like hackers and people who like, well, it don't happen no more, but people who used to text me and I didn't recognize the number. You know how most people be like, they respond with who this? I don't. I just continue with the conversation as if I know who it is. I love guessing.
This guy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, you good. You just funny, man. All right. So these topics are all random, y'all. But to kick it off, I want to start with Elon Musk buying Twitter for $44 billion.
So he bought it or no?
He did. For $44 billion.
So he owns Twitter? I thought he just owned a part of it.
No.
Damn.
He took over.
What he plan on doing with it?
Exactly. If this shit get to feeling rocky, if this shit get to leaning towards subscription based, I'm out. It's been real. It's been a real 10 years.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, he ain't say nothing about what his plans was. He just woke up and said, I'm about Twitter today, and whatever happens, happens.
Legit. Then he tweeted, Beth, and I was like, somebody was like, oh, this dude got to have writers already. He tweeted, I'm about to buy Coca-Cola next and put the cocaine back in it.
Oh, this nigga, hell, boy, he got hacked. Yeah, welcome to Twitter, ho.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. But $44
billion? I mean, sure, he got it.
A billion? Bro, you could have just started your own.
Ain't he like top five richest dudes in the world?
Yeah, he probably next to Jeff or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Why ain't none of them attractive?
That's a good question.
Ain't it?
Rich people are not attractive, huh? Like, stupid rich. Like, the top 1%. They just not attractive, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's
like, true. Damn. That's rich. All y'all got going.
Because the richest women in the world ain't attractive either. Except, like, Kylie. She's straight. Riri, of course. That's
big. Yeah, that's probably the best looking one.
Yeah, that's my baby that she got cooking in her oven.
Okay, you just hold tight.
My bad. Other than that, Oprah, she hit.
Damn, not hit.
Oprah not hit. Ain't no way around the Oprah ass hit, dog.
Oh God, Oprah, if you ever listen, I'm so sorry.
You got her ass whooped with the ugly stick, boy.
Wow, you just gonna continue to make it worse.
My bad,
TT Oprah. I'm sorry if you listening.
You questioned it, shit. Ain't don't nobody find her as attractive. Stedman probably don't even find her attractive.
That man ain't attractive either.
Well, there you go. Two ugly ass people. That's why they never had kids.
Best.
Too much? Damn, that's too much? Okay, well, listen. Wow. You don't know where the line is until you step over it. That's what I always say.
Is that what you always say? The hell?
No, I'm just playing. Hey, TTO.
Oh my God, Jesus help you. They ain't married either. That mess wild.
That's what I'm saying. They've been together for 30, 40 years, and they've been together since the 80s, I think. A few.
That man had one wife. He was like, whoop, that's it for that.
I wonder what Oprah's take is on marriage. How come they haven't?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. That ties directly into the next topic.
Okay, because that's how we feel.
Period. All right. So, sorry, TTO again.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know no better. But speaking of marriage, what's the longest you stay with somebody without y'all being married? Bess, you ain't even looked at the notes. That's how cold you are. I just want you to know.
I'm telling you, we here. Do you feel me?
Okay.
What's the longest you stay with somebody without getting married? I don't need to get married.
Okay. Mm-mm. You could rock it out. Companionship forever.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't need a piece of paper.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm not against it. If she wants to get married, yeah, I'd be excited and I'd get into it. You know me. I'll make it lovely, make it beautiful, make it wonderful, make it amazing. But me personally, I don't need it. So, shit. Until I die, to answer the question.
To the wheels fall off. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to get married?
At some point.
Okay.
At some point, I think. Okay, so let me say this real quick. I feel like women are conditioned to be wives. Okay. That's just what it is. I feel like, and this is a good point, because I just feel like when you're growing up as a young woman, you always look at that as the end goal, to have kids and to get married. That's what you're taught.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the more and more and more we live, the more we stray away from that.
Mm.
Women are becoming more empowered, and women are becoming more breadwinners, and women are becoming more independent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're straying away from this notion that you got to be somebody's wife to, you know,
right,
to be something, you know. Yeah. And that's not becoming the end goal no more. So I think because that's ingrained in us, we look at that as the end all be all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman is wearing this nice ring, and you're like, oh, you know, when you get married, how long you been married, blah blah blah, and people be like, oh, I ain't married, and you're like, oh, you know,
right?
It's just one of them things. Or if you just out and somebody, you know, or if you in a type of group setting or something, and they ask like, who's all married and stuff, you just are looked at as more esteemed, which is so weird to me.
Yeah, that is, because I don't even look at people, married people like that anymore. I used to. But knowing that marriages end, 50% of marriages end in divorce, and most people are got married for reasons outside of love, or they, you know, mm-hmm, happy. Like, man, I don't be looking at those people. I don't be envious of those people.
Right, yeah. So, man, I'm telling you, that changed with the test of time, because marriage just is not what it used to be.
Oh, I agree.
So now that's when, remember when, you know, a minute ago in the episode, you was like, you know, what's the point? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
What's the rush?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you say at some point, so let's say you found your soulmate, no questions about it. Y'all, you with them, y'all happy, y'all go through the you know, the normal little ups and downs, but nothing crazy, like no doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he just keep putting it off. You saying you will leave him at some point?
No. I'm not. It's not a deal breaker for me.
Oh, it's not a deal breaker. Okay.
I don't believe it's a deal breaker for me. You know, like as I get older, I don't know. But yeah. It's not a deal breaker for me, but we have to be growing. You feel me? Like we have to be.
What do you mean?
We have to be. Like. We have to be growing and learning from each other. We have to be getting better. Like, we just can't be stagnant, just doing the same shit, spinning our wheels, so to speak.
Okay. How so, though? Like, I'm like, in this scenario, in this hypothetical, I'm saying, like, y'all are happy.
Oh, yeah. Everything is going smooth now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn. And I'm torn because I guess that I don't see the upside of that right now in my life.
Upside of what?
Of just being together and being happy and not being married.
So what's the upside of being married?
I guess to just experience that in some capacity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know if that's something that I would I don't know how I would feel. You know how people be like bagging on Jim Jones?
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, him and Chick been married been together for like 30, 40 years and they not married. And I guess she wants to be married and he just ain't married her.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like talked about because it's been so long, you know, so long. Yeah. I'm not sure that I would feel any way if things were good. Like, I don't know that would make me feel closer to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, like I said, I'm indifferent and nobody has shown me why it's better to get other than tradition, which is no good reason. That's just because.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, I'm not against it at all, but, you know, I'm indifferent. I don't see why it would be necessary. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a religious thing, like, hey, we need to make this commitment in front of God. I'm not super religious like that.
You know? Right.
So
whoever you end up with, you know, it would be like, okay, they wouldn't be either, right?
As far as super religious?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I can't. Mm-mm. I can't do no Bible thumper. No, we ain't into the same stuff. I like to cuss a little bit sometimes. I can't.
Not a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, I can't get with that. You know. No, I'm just curious. You know, so it's interesting hearing about it because I feel like women are in love with the idea of getting married, but not being a wife. And I don't get. Mm-hmm. I don't why. What for? What do you? I don't know. It's like they don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Like the experience, okay, cool. You want to go through the motions or just to say, hey, yeah, I had a wedding. Okay, I guess. But, you know, like that's just a one-time thing and you actually have to be a wife after that, right?
Right.
You know, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's real.
I probably sound like pessimistic about it. And I'm really trying not to because I swear I don't have negative feelings towards marriage.
No, I feel like you're honestly being realistic.
Yeah, I hope I'm coming off that way because there was a time where I was like, oh yeah, I definitely want to get married and, you know, have a family, kids, the whole nine. And as I get older, I'm just like, I mean, if it happens, it happens. If not, you know. So
yeah,
I'm cool with just like you said, a companionship. As long as I definitely need a partner. I can't stand the idea of being alone long term, dying alone. Like I say that, but does that mean we need to get married? Like, if she wants to, that's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those things where I wouldn't want my partner to do it just to appease me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I don't want to force you into something that you okay if you never do. We're going to have to come to some type of agreement.
See, now what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
At first, I thought you were saying, like, if he kind of didn't want to, but now he doing it for you. But you saying you want to, he's different. And so he says yes. What's wrong with that?
I wouldn't want to. I would feel bad.
It's not forcing him. He's indifferent. How is it forcing?
Oh, he's indifferent.
He's indifferent. He's like, if we do, if we don't. You want to? Yeah, we going to do it then because you're that tipping point.
Right. Now, that's okay, but for you to be against it and I'm...
Oh, okay, yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, for you to be against it and you've always been against it, everybody knows you to be against it, and then you get with me, like, fine, if that's what you want.
Damn, not fine.
You know how I feel about that anyway.
You're right.
Yeah,
nah. No, different. I mean, yeah, I don't
see... If he indifferent as far as, like, oh, man, if we do, I'm with it, that's cool. I'm gonna give you the wedding of your dreams, and if we don't, that's cool, too.
I mean, I'm gonna put it out there. There's only a couple reasons a guy would claim that he's in love with a chick. He only want to be with one chick, but he don't want to get married. One, he's afraid of it not working out, and then the financial aspect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or two, he's lying. Like, he really just, he wants to be with you. He don't want to lose you, but he also want to be with other chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying? Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I mean, I guess the third one would just tie into the first one. Yeah, I mean, just...
Yes, because I don't see men saying that they want to get married more, you know, like, as often as women.
Because
they don't romanticize it.
It don't mean that much to us. Like, When we with you, we with you. What marriage to me is like the emotional aspect of it, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And dudes is just like, you my shorty, you my shorty. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes. Some dudes is like, they are like, oh yeah, you gonna be mine. I'm a wife that. They a little more possessive. But, mm-hmm. you know, and that's cool too. That's dope. If you into that, I'm not necessarily that possessive. Like, oh yeah, I need to make you my wife. As long as we got each other, yeah, it is what it is. What's the difference? That married couple, they may not like each other as much as me and my lady over here. You know what I'm saying? Because we be out. And it's funny because we was just at a comedy show and it was, we sat at a 4-person table, even though it was just us two, and so we sat with another couple and they was cool, you know. But when we left, she said exactly what I was thinking. She was like, man, were they together? Were they brother and sister? Like, they act like they wouldn't even be there with each other. I'm like, yeah, she definitely must have drug him out the house, drug him away from the thing. Because when I tell you that we was cracking up the whole time, outside of the fact that we was at a comedy show, because we were sitting there for an hour before it started, we had each other cracking up. And that's every day. And so I'm like, well, boo, you also got to understand that a lot of people don't be having fun like us. Like, we legit have a friendship as well as being lovers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, not only that, we both goofy and we feed off of each other. So you know, I was like, man, we's probably annoying him, honestly, as much as we laughing, you know?
Fuck y'all so happy about.
Y'all yeah, happy and it just goes to show, like, how would that change now that we sign a piece of paper? Now that she has a ring on, you know what I'm saying? How does that change? Now, on the flip side of that, I'm not afraid of anything changing. Like, oh, because that's another thing guys would say, like, oh, you know, I just don't want things to change, you know? People act different once they get married. That's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They had planned on doing that anyway, if that's the case. So I'm not afraid of none of that. It's just, you know, it's just like, whatever. I'm whatever about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I definitely, like you said, I definitely feel like I have honestly never seen a man would be like, yes, I wanted to get married and that's why I got married, versus really? I wanted to do, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just speaking personally.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sure it is men out there, but it's just like, you see way more women like in the show I was telling you to watch, The Ultimatum, it was 99% women that was given the ultimatum. It was only one guy who told his girl, like, look, if you don't want to get married, I got to go.
Yeah, I watched it. Mm-hmm.
Dang, you watched it? You ain't tell me.
Nigga, fuck you.
Whoa.
I love you.
You didn't... you didn't even want to bleep it out? You felt that with your whole heart. What'd I do to you this week?
Oh, I didn't bleep it out, huh? I should have Jerry Springer did, huh?
Yeah, you said it kind of strong, like you felt it. What?
Because I'm working on my acting techniques. What you mean?
Psycho, don't talk to me like that.
It's not psycho if I'm getting into character.
You sound like a psycho.
Okay, when I start character. Making the big bucks, don't come to my premiere.
Psycho, like what no. Show is you auditioning for right now? Crazy.
No, I did watch it.
I'm just getting ready for when I'm ready. Like, what?
No, I finished it. We finished it. It was good. Yeah, it was good. But before we get on all that, I agree. It is more of a woman saying, yeah, dog, I'm trying to get married. And dude's just like, okay, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Like I said, I think the majority of that, if it's not him not wanting to legally be tied down to one woman, I think mm-hmm. it's the fact that when you're not married, and she getting on your nerves, or he getting on your nerves, y'all can just break up for a week or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you married, you got bills in each other's names, and y'all in the same crib, and this, that, and the third. In some states, you gotta legally be separated for a year before you can even get a divorce.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they force you to work it out, and you gotta talk to a mediator. You got some.
How you gonna...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
How you gonna make me stay in this position I don't want to be in, dog?
You know? So a lot of dudes ain't trying to deal with that. So they like, man, I just... When I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. You know how that's how dudes are.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all.
Okay. Well, cool. Moving on in that same direction.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah.
So this so it's so crazy how it happened, but this guy I follow on Twitter went viral for his take on this woman's text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the text message, let me just kind of loop you into it. So this girl texts the guy. She said, "Good morning, my love." She texts him at like 5:45 a.m. She texts him again at 4:37 p.m. And she said, "What hurts my feelings is the fact that you're okay with not communicating with me throughout the day. You're okay with ignoring my good morning text message that was sent at 5:45 a.m. Mm-hmm. You're okay not reaching out to me, but you can post on social media. That really hurts. Enjoy the rest of your day."
Mm.
He texts back, "Babe, the day isn't over." She said, "It shouldn't have started without each other." She said, "I literally woke up, rolled over, and texted you good morning before I even got my day started."
Mm.
He says, "I woke up at 4 a.m., went back to sleep at 5:30, woke up at 9, and my first meeting was at 9. I literally just finished for the day." She says, "You had time to post on social media
mm.
and not say good morning."
Bitch ass nigga.
Okay, so now I know where you stand. The dude captions this whole little exchange and says, "This would turn me off in so many ways. It's not that damn deep. Go find something to do."
Go find something to do, you hoe. Ooh, okay. Okay.
So you know that everybody ate him alive, basically.
Best. The audacity for him to put that on. That's why he's single. Ain't, listen. Okay. That man, I bet he paid for sex. I bet he do. My question is, sir, when you have a daughter, if you don't already have one, would you want some dude talking to her like that? Not even that he was talking to her crazy, but treating her
right
with that sense of neglect. Not acknowledging the fact that she felt the way. Ho ass nigga, at least acknowledge the fact that she feel the way. This is your lady. Take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stand that, dog, because that's the type of woman that'll go bitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, if you're not into that, that's cool, but acknowledge the fact that she is. Just have a conversation about it. Don't make it seem like she's crazy or she's doing too much.
What's wrong with basic communication?
Say what?
I said, what's wrong with basic communication?
Best, it's a lost art. I promise it's so simple. It's so freaking simple. Just have a conversation. A lot of couples, they'll fight each other instead of fighting the issue. It's okay that y'all disagree, but try to work to the middle. Get to a point to where it's like, "Hey, boo, I promise you, it makes all the difference in the world if you start your response off with, 'Sweetheart, I understand where you're coming from.
Boo, oh my God.
Boo, I get it. Boo, I respect everything you're saying.'" And then get into your stuff. That little bit of acknowledgement right there goes a long way.
I mean, way further than you could even imagine.
Best. A person just wants to be heard, if nothing else. She's not asking you to necessarily agree with her right now.
Exactly. Because you can disagree. You're your own person. But at least tell me you understand why I'm upset.
That's it.
Is the part that will piss you off, because it's like, yep, dude, I know you don't feel the same way I feel, and that's okay. Yep. But don't act like I'm crazy for feeling the way I feel.
Exactly. And that's where people get frustrated and they just be like, screw it.
Yep.
Because at that point, it don't even feel like you're trying. It don't feel like you care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
When I tell you, I'll be like, fuck you. Honestly, just cut and dry just like that.
Don't even worry about it. Oh, he would have got blocked.
Yeah.
Why are we going back and forth? If I got to change your mind, then this ain't for me.
Exactly. Because we won't go never agree anyway. Don't worry about it.
And trust me, I get both sides. If I've been in relationships where we literally talked every day, all day. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in relationships where good morning and then may not hear from her until she's off the clock and she works a 9 to 5 because she can't have her phone on her. You know what I'm saying?
But that's noted. And that's what everybody in the comments was saying, like, dude, it takes 2 seconds. What made it all the difference for me is, like, if you couldn't have your phone, cool. But the fact that you was on social media and you allowed her text to continue to sit there.
Exactly.
Baby, you single by the time you done clocked out.
Oh, you best believe it.
Because you...
We ain't got
shit else to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You saw my text and you didn't respond to that, but you can post on social media. Oh, we got a whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be priority.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got a problem.
I'm so glad that, you know, the men in my life... Or the men that I've talked to about that agree the same way. Best. Because I've definitely had that argument more than once, and fuck you, honestly. Best. Like, that's crazy.
Any dude that's into his chick like that, as much as she's into him, he's going to want to talk to her throughout the day. That's the thing about it. That nigga ain't into her like that. That's all it boils down to. I promise you he's not.
Dude, everybody said that. They was like, he's just not that into you. And he's that's just, real.
That's
he's
all not. It is. And that's okay. That's okay. He needs to say that, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I guarantee you, she returned that energy. You know, he wouldn't be feeling that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, ain't no way. I just feel like if you can go the whole day without talking to me, what are we doing this for?
Precisely. Because at this point, we're not going anywhere. We don't rely on, depend on each other as far as emotionally. So what are you here for? Mm-hmm. What am I here for? I agree.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly. Like, and I just, it's one, like you said, it's one thing if they got a difference of opinions and they got different perspectives. But I don't like when, I don't like how he just blew off how she felt. Like,
completely blew it off.
Yeah, man. Like you said, like she crazy or something. Like, go find something to do. All right. Don't even worry about it. I'm sure she got plenty to do. She could hop on something.
So it's crazy because the dude who actually sent the text is somebody different, but the dude who retweeted it and said, you know, you need to go find something to do, it was ridiculous. Then this other guy I follow retweeted again, and he was just like, this is why my partner has to have a life outside of me, because ain't no way. Like, what?
Wow.
Somebody, if she was as busy, she wouldn't even know that I didn't text her back. And all these women, when I tell you this guy, thousands and thousands and thousands of hits, it's just like, it takes 5 seconds to text somebody. If you know you got a busy day, say that. Say, hey, I know I got a busy day, so I might not be able to talk to you till later, but I hope you have a good day. It's really that simple. Because then when I don't hear from you, I know why.
Them the same dudes. When people be like, hey, man, how your girl? He be like, man, she tripping.
Like, exactly.
Then the same dudes. Like, no, she's not, man. That mess is insane, bro. Like, okay, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I agree, Bess. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think the majority of people would. It ain't about your girl having a life outside of you and all that. Like, I get all of that. She ain't asking to sit on your lap, set, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, but what you doing? It ain't that. All she wanted was a good morning. And you went how long? 8 hours? Whatever it was, without her hearing from you. You know what I'm
saying? It was almost 12 hours, best. That's it was 11 on, hours.
Like, come on, dog.
You wiped your ass in that bit of time. You've brushed your teeth. You've eaten. You've taken a break. You've clearly been on social media. And you couldn't take 5 to 30 seconds to say, hey, babe, I got a busy day. But I seen your text. Good morning. I hope you have a good day. I'll talk to you when I'm off.
At least acknowledge the fact that you've gone a half a day without talking to her. At least.
That's insane.
Like, bruh.
And you're not interested, and I'm going to go where I'm, you know, where I'm wanted.
When it boils down to it, that's all it is. They just don't need to be together. Because I guarantee if he finds the right one, he going to be hitting her up more often than every 12 hours. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to miss her. You're going to want to talk to her. You're going to want to wonder how her day is going, what she's doing.
You know? Exactly.
Hey, what you look like today? Send me a little work selfie. I miss you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, yeah, he ain't into her the way she into him. And it's sad. But now she knows, so she can move on.
Yeah. All right. So, to end on a higher, better note, do you got a would you rather this week before I move forward?
Let me see. Let's find out. I got like we call them little innocent ones.
Yeah, we can do whatever. Wait, they ain't got to all be outlandish, best.
Okay, cool.
crazy.
Would you rather only yell or only whisper?
I'd definitely rather only whisper.
Damn, dog.
I'm going to give myself a headache, but you know I don't like that. You know I do not like raising my voice. I feel like my mama raised her voice my whole life, bro, and don't nobody want to hear that.
I can't stand raising my voice, but or yelling. If somebody across the room, like if the waiter is across the room, I'd be like, boo, could you get down?
I know, and I still, I'm like, excuse me. Bro, I'm like, hey, yo. I'm like, oh, we got to go. Come on.
Not hey, yo.
Absolutely not. Sorry, I'm not with this.
Hey, yo, my man, my lady got something to say.
Just fuck it. I don't even want nothing. Here you go. Here's your tip. I'm about to go.
Yeah, but you know how tired you gonna get of people saying, huh? Huh? What'd you say? Come again, say what?
Man, that's better than getting put out of somewhere because I'm talking too loud.
Okay, so you just not communicating at concerts. Because if I'm next to you and Abel on stage and you whispering, how I'm supposed to hear you?
Oh my God. I'm gonna text you.
We right next to the speaker.
You gonna text me? I'm yelling.
At that point, Beth, if you developed a condition where you could only whisper, I promise you, I would make you learn sign language. We would learn it together. We would take class, and we just gonna sign each other.
At least you ain't gonna drop me. That's cool. That is funny, because can you imagine? Oh my God. You like, what you say? Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know if you like me, but I swear I get irritated if I ask somebody something two or three times and I still can't hear them. Bro, just stop talking to me.
Bess, it don't even take that many for me. It depends on if they got louder the second time. If they said the same thing at the exact same volume, I'm not going to ask you again. Don't even worry about it. If I didn't hear you the first time, why would you use the same amount of volume? Why do I have to strain my ears more when all you got to do is speak up?
Oh, shit.
Like,
oh,
bro.
Oh, God. Whew, okay.
I don't understand, though. And then I'm getting closer. I'm turning my head towards you like that's going to make a difference, you know, freaking trying to get the alfalfa ears going, trying to wiggle and make, you know, get closer, see if I can hear you, and you still speaking in the same volume level. Why?
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Whew, okay, I'm sorry. It irritated. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
That mess is funny, but yes, I rather whisper though. I'm gonna still take the whisper. Cause why are you hollering in church like this?
Yeah.
I guess why are you hollering at this movie and they got everybody looking at me?
Yeah.
Oh, and do you know how many times best we out and we gotta whisper something to each other because it's inappropriate to just broadcast?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Damn, what the hell she got on? Oh no, we fighting. I'm gonna have to be on guard every time.
Would you still be my bestie if I developed Tourette's?
Yes.
Damn. Good luck.
We're gonna have to fight, Bess. Okay, but everybody's Tourette's is not the same because you know some people got the Tourette's where they be cussing and stuff.
That's true, but like you know how my mind works. So could you imagine that? But I couldn't control my thoughts.
No, that would be so terrible.
And I couldn't control my words. Like, all my thoughts just kind of, like, got spewed out. Like, bruh.
Hey, what if you couldn't control the things you thought, though? Like, you couldn't control you not saying them, so everything you thought came out? That would be terrible.
And see, I wouldn't even blame you if you left me.
No, I wouldn't blame you. What I'm going to do without you, dog? I'm going to just
bruh.
Take it.
You're going to be fighting with me, because... Ain't no way, bro. People gonna be always just coming for me. I'm gonna have to carry a card or something.
That mess is funny. Whew.
Okay. That's all I got, though, for now.
All right. So, just to end on a high note, the last thing I have for y'all this week is, what's the one quality you love the most about yourself?
Shit, everything.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, shit.
Not on mean shit. Goodbye, Beth. Tell the people bye. Tell them thank you for tuning in.
Shoot, that schlong. I'm blessed, boy. Well endowed. Oh, let me think. Shoot.
Well, I would have definitely pushed the mute button on your ass. Oh, I can't wait to be in part. Y'all. I'm going to be muting the fuck out of Beth.
You know what I love about myself?
What?
The fact that I get checked every time I wear gray sweatpants to the airport. The old white man take the back of his hands and rub my inner thigh. With that part, I hate. But it's an ego stroker.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Anywho. Quality. Oh, shoot. We're going to have to answer this about each other. Because this is where you would have to tell me my answer. Just because you on the outside looking in. You can go first.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
So the thing I love the most about myself, I said my heart. That's probably my favorite thing about myself.
The fact that you're selfless, like giving?
Yes.
Okay.
That's probably one of my favorite things. Or my adaptability. It's a toss up between the two.
You, dog, you better stop playing with me. When I tell you that, I was going to say the fact that I can adapt to any situation.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Like, you better stop playing with me. I swear that's on everything I was going to say that about myself.
Dude, I already know.
That mess is hilarious. But I didn't know if it would make sense. Like, if it would come out clear based on what I'm thinking.
You a chameleon.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that comes in handy when it comes to different personalities. Because I encounter so many different types of personalities in my life. And, like, I've made a lot of different associates that would never get along with each other, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because I can adapt to any personality and I can sit there and have a conversation with anybody, even though I don't like to have small talk. I could, you know what I'm saying? You would never know that I'm not trying to talk to you right now.
Right. I feel like that's how I am. And I feel like my friends can always bring me around any of their friends. You can bring me up with the turn up friends. You can bring me with the business friends. You can bring me with the travel friends. I do have some friends that I can't bring around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or that need a precursor, like, hey, you know, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I take pride that I'm not like that.
And then you even got, in rare occasions, you got some people, you know, like you, Dodie, Ty, where you excited to take them because you're not gonna be alone. You're gonna have that person you can feed off of. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. Man, I don't know, Bess. You know what? I don't know that I have one favorite quality. It's kind of like me being a movie buff. I can't pick one favorite movie. But I do highly appreciate the fact that... damn, what was I going to say? I lost it that fast.
Oh, no.
I know.
You was told...
Oh, shit. Damn, I lost it that fast because I got so many thoughts because I'm trying to pick the one. And I can't say that I have one. But damn, I lost what I was going to say.
Oh, damn.
I like my ambition. Oh, okay, I got it. My positivity. You know that no matter what's going on, I can take any situation and, like, see the positivity in it or make light of it in, you know, in an appropriate manner or whatever. I'm always cool-headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just always like, oh, it'll be all right. You know, or... Yeah, okay, it's cool. I like that because that means, you know, I don't be stressing over nothing for real. I ain't got high blood pressure and hypertension, all this different stuff, you know.
Man, even you are the coolest of cool in all situations. And we done been through some tough situations.
Yeah, man.
You know, when you just over something, you over it, you know, especially if you didn't have to say something about a situation more than once.
Yeah.
But just off the strength, like, I know to call you when I'm on edge. Like, hey, bro, I'm about to jump now. I need you to talk me down.
Yeah.
AKA this morning, I was just exhausted mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I just had nothing. And you know when I'm over it, I'm just over it. I didn't have nothing to say.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
You sounded exhausted. It'd be like that though, shoot.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah, like, shoot. It'd be like that.
Yeah, get you somebody you can lean on, man, when you just not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important.
Yeah, I you know what, Bess? I gotta say, I love the fact that I always have a thirst for knowledge, because a lot of people are not like that.
Oh, not at all.
And I'm talking the little... details. Like, when I tell you I know so many random facts, and I don't realize until I'm watching some trivia show or until we're out and we see something, and then it reminds me of something that I know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I take so much pride in it, especially since Ty will call me out on it. You know, she'd be like, how do you know that? Or are you so smart? And I just, I feel a way about that compliment because it's like, I want to say thank you, but I feel like that's arrogant, and I'm not arrogant because I'm smart, but I know that there's a lot of stuff I don't know. So to me, I'm not even close to being the intelligent being that I want to be. You know what I'm saying? That I'm trying to possess. And but I love it. I love the fact that I can retain information. I know so many random facts, and I love it, dude, because life is so interesting. It is.
Yeah, and you teach me, because I don't be knowing stuff, and then you'll tell me, and then now that's forever, you know, in my brain, and then you be like, how you know that, or when I tell you that, or whatever, and I'm like, shit, 5 years ago?
That's true. You do that, and I love it, dog. I love it. Did I tell you that Jupiter is 317 times heavier than Earth?
You did.
Okay. Did I tell you that there are 118 ridges on a dime?
118?
Ridges on a dime.
Did we just talk about that? Yeah, because remember I told you Eli came in here with a dime or something. That's what you said.
See, that's a perfect example. He walked in with a dime. I saw a dime and I was like, oh snap, dimes have 118 ridges on them. That's literally how my mind works.
Oh, like, boy, if you don't get your extra almanac ass out of here.
I love it, dog. I love it. Man, MS is fun, bro. I just be like Googling so much random stuff. And it just, dude, it's telling you, life, knowledge.
That mess is unreal.
But yeah.
Un-freaking real.
We good?
Yeah, on me. But real quick. Because that's not the right word, and I want to know the right word. The books that tell you all this random knowledge. What are they called? Because it's not almanac. That's for the weather.
Encyclopedia.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Possibly.
Almanac. I ain't heard of almanac in a minute. What's the almanac? That's not a book of maps, is it?
It's a book of the weather, like the predicted weather and stuff.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking.
But for some reason, that was at the top of my mind and not encyclopedia. Damn, I ain't heard that word in a long time.
What, encyclopedia?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to read the encyclopedia.
It's
definitely encyclopedia.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me correct myself. Yo, encyclopedia ass. Yeah, that's definitely you.
I definitely have not seen an encyclopedia in forever. So my thing is, there's so much knowledge out there. How do they decide what to put in an encyclopedia?
Right. And I guess I would want to know how they be saying like who's the smartest person in the world and stuff like that. Like, how is this measured?
I know a lot of that is measured off of Jeopardy. Like Ken Jennings, he is known as being like one of, if not, yeah, he probably not known as the smartest, but he's definitely known as being one of the smartest men in the world, because I forgot what he does for a living.
I can't even tell you who that is.
Oh, Ken Jennings?
Yeah.
He holds the record for like, he's the most winningest Jeopardy contestant of all time. He's earned the most money, because you got that guy, James, who just broke some record. But Ken Jennings holds a different record. Basically, he's a trivia mastermind.
Why do y'all look the same? Like,
yeah, they just old, rich, white dudes.
Right. Why is this the staple?
But that's what I'm saying, dude. I would love to sit down and have a conversation with Ken Jennings, Molly. I can't think of Molly's last name.
Probably put me right to sleep.
Man, Bess. No, because that's the thing. They don't even be boring, Bess. They be funny, sarcastic, like, they not the typical, like, oh, man, you probably boring as shit. Like,
your eyes. As long as you don't talk like that, we good.
Yeah. No, he definitely don't talk like that. No.
Yeah, see? You even knowing that is wild.
Yeah, man, shoot. I'm trying to be like that one day.
Okay, you on your way.
I want my grandkids to come to me for everything. G-Pops, how you do this, that, and the third?
Not G-Pops.
I'm going to tell you, don't even trip. Look, I'm gonna still be talking about that when I'm 80. I'm gonna show you. Don't even trip.
Do you realize that the words we say now, that like they're gonna be old someday? Like, oh, that's dope. They're gonna be like, who even says dope anymore? You know?
I got a feeling that I'm not gonna care.
I ain't gonna give a damn. It's dope, like the fuck I said.
Exactly.
You know, my grandkids gonna be like, you listen to Chris Brown? Show, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. I just said that the other day. I cannot think of what song was on, but I was like, dog, this song gonna come on and we gonna be 80, and our grandkids gonna be like, what the hell? Y'all was singing this back in the day? It was some young, not nasty, but it was like, oh, it might have been like some type of sexual song. I don't remember. But speaking of, I did just download Barney's Classics. Best, that mess took me back. Ooh, that mess took me back.
Not Barney's Classics. Why did you download? Don't worry about it.
It's okay. Children's music. It's on Apple Music. The genre is children's music. It's from 1995. The album is called Barney's Greatest Hit, The Early Years. When I tell you that.
It got to have Green Grass Grows, because if it don't.
It got, and the green grass grows all around. That's number 13. Best, it got apples and
not bananas. Number 13. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I was about to say Jesus.
Number 9 is apples and bananas.
As it should be.
I know you remember that.
That was my favorite one.
Exactly. Number 3 is If All the Rain Drops.
Hey, that's my joint too.
Best, I'm telling you, this album go hard. Number 6 is The Ants Go Marching.
That one was cool.
Watch your mouth. 7 was Pop Goes the Weasel. Number 8 was John Jacob, Jingleheimer Schmidt. 10 was Do Your Ears Hang Low. 11 was Wheels on the Bus. And then, mind you, it was like 25. And this is just one album.
Barney making a comeback.
Man, and I had to download this. I listened to the whole thing, too, at work.
Best.
I was excited. Best, I went through this whole, matter of fact, the whole album is 25 songs, but it's only 40 minutes. Because, you know, they was only like $1.30 a piece.
That mess is hilarious that you didn't went and sit and listen to this shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the van. At work, by myself. Going on my route, listening to Barney. Yes, sir.
That mess is funny, man. Okay. Oh, my God.
I got to get back to my video game. Y'all hoes, get off my phone.
Wow. Who's the hoe?
Not you.
Oh, yeah. I thought so.
Not you.
Hey, when I tell y'all, as soon as I seen Bess, I just smacked his hand. Like, this is for all the times that I needed to.
That's real. I just want to say that I'm excited for game nights.
Bruh, you have no idea, man.
Do you realize that we about to get drunk, naked, and play these games, and it's going to be fun?
We about to do what?
I said it. All right, y'all. It's been real.
Yeah, good night.
Y'all, next week. Not good night.
Yeah, because you didn't go lay it down. You better be tired.
3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's how you know you need a nap. But nah, y'all, it's been real. It's been real, real. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry that it took us a little minute. If you pray, send to our way. While you on Apple Music, go and review. You know, go hit them 5 stars. Anything Apple. Less and fuck you.
Apple Podcasts.
Yes. What'd I say?
Go to Apple Music. Go to Apple Podcasts. Actually, I think it's just called Podcast. But
yeah, it's Podcast on the phone. Yeah.
You just type in, go to your search bar, type in podcast. If you don't know how to navigate to your phone, dummies, go to the library, you know, then scroll down to Best Friend Talk, then scroll through all the episodes, go to the bottom, and you're going to see ratings and reviews, and just go ahead. Click, no? Okay. Go ahead, click the 5 stars. Anything less, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just send an email instead.
Yeah, tell us how you feel. Tell us we some hoes, and then just that's it. Don't worry about it.
Right, don't even worry about it. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. What else? I think that's it. Hit your boy up. ZADDY_KELZ on the Snizzap. Hit me up on the IGKJ_WIGGINS. That's my IG, right?
Yeah.
KJ_Wiggins. Okay, I think so. Try it. If it don't work, you know, try something else.
Send me an email. Not try something else.
Yeah, until you find it. Other than that, y'all know what it is. Best Friend Talk at Yahoo.
Yeah, send an email.
Again, sorry for the delay. Appreciate y'all for being patient.
Mm-hmm. We black like crack.
Yeah, man. Oh, and for those that keep asking me, when you leaving? When you leaving? I don't know. I need a move-in date. And everybody wants me to move in tomorrow. And that's not going to work for me. Because my son don't finish school until May 28th.
He could be a dropout. He's still the smartest in his class.
When I tell you this kid is so bored, every day he wakes up texting me talking about some, Daddy, can I not go to school today? He is so fucking bored.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That baby ain't missing nothing. Free him. Move now. Free my guy for
you. That's when I tell you that is the only reason that I have.
Let that baby teach the class.
That is the only reason. May 28th is his last day. When I tell y'all, that's why. So I just be telling people June. I don't know yet. I'm not going to know until we find a crib that has a move-in date after May 28th. We work every day. Some stuff is saying the end of April. Some stuff is saying May 16th. I mean, it has to be after May 28th. And it's just a waiting game. It's just getting closer to that point.
Right.
What sucks is it's some beautiful ass houses that we're looking at that's available next week, 2 weeks. And it's like, yo, we got to stop doing this to ourselves.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, man, it's hard because it's like, if you ain't ready to move right now, that house you're looking at going to be gone by the end of the week.
Exactly. And I ain't even seen you the one in Lawrence Best. Oh my gosh. It looked like a damn Florida home. The open space. I'm gonna send you a little picture of it. Just the living room area. Just so you can get an idea. But yeah, that's that. So again, to answer the question, leaving for sure in June. No sooner, no later. June something. I'll have an official date once we
get a little closer.
Get it a little closer. Get the crib, send the deposit, sign the lease. Everything is Gucci Mane LaFleur. I'm gonna have an official date for y'all so y'all can get off my sack.
Yeah, and if y'all wanna donate and get Best a ticket to fly out here.
Oh, that would be lovely.
At the end of May. Hey, I got five on it.
Yeah, because I ain't got no damn Cash App. So I got Apple Pay. So what y'all trying to do? I got PayPal. Shoot. Best, you got a Cash App, right?
You know I do.
Fuck it. Send it to my bestie's Cash App. Now, if she stiffed me, I'm going to have to cut her. So
that's for y'all. I'm going to be eating a seafood boy on somebody. All right, y'all, man. Hit us up, man.
All right, we'll see y'all.
Until next time.
Later.
Peace.